For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. China's Ministry of Public Security has confirmed that the 109 illegal immigrants who were repatriated from Thailand to China on Thursday had been on their way to Turkey, Syria, and Iraq to join jihad. Of the 109 illegal immigrants, 13 had fled China after being implicated in terrorist activities, and another two had escaped detention. According to their accounts, many had been radicalized by materials released by the so-called World Uyghur Congress and the so-called East Turkestan Islamic Movement. Several recruitment gangs were uncovered in Turkey by a Chinese police investigation, which also discovered that Turkish diplomats in some Southeast Asian countries had facilitated the illegal movement of these terrorists. The ministry said a large number of radicalized Chinese and the heads of organized gangs known as snakeheads had been deported from Southeast Asia this year. China has voiced strong opposition to and dissatisfaction over a U.S. State Department statement that condemns Thailand's repatriation of over 100 illegal immigrants to China. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hua Chunying said in a statement that the U.S. statement has ignored facts and is full of political bias. She added that China has lodged solemn representations with the United States regarding the issue. Hua Chunying urged the U.S. to have a correct view of China's efforts in addressing illegal immigration, stop making wrong comments, and safeguard the healthy and stable growth of China-U.S. relations. Eurogroup President Joram Dijsselbloem has said the finance ministers of Eurozone countries will continue to discuss the Greek bailout program on Sunday. He said that the discussion of the Greek proposals is still very difficult, but that work is still ongoing. Eurozone finance ministers gathered in Brussels on Saturday afternoon with expectations to seal a deal on Greece's bailout program. The crucial meeting was widely seen as a decisive moment for Greece's fate, either a bailout deal or Greece's exit from the European Common Currency Zone. Without a debt deal in the coming hours, Greece faces a financial collapse and a Grexit. Typhoon Chenhom has made landfall on Saturday afternoon in East China, bringing gales and heavy rain to Zhejiang and neighboring provinces. So far, no casualties have been reported. The typhoon has forced the cancellation of hundreds of flights and the closure of highways. Power supply to more than 200,000 households in the coastal Ningbo city has been cut off. Over 1 million people in Zhejiang have been evacuated. In neighboring Jiangsu province, nearly 79,000 people have been evacuated and over 22,000 ships recalled to port. Shanghai has also evacuated over 160,000 people and called back 3,000 ships to harbor as the city experienced rainstorms and strong gales. A fire at a residential building in central China's Hubei province has left 7 dead and injured 12 others. The fire broke out at about 11:30 p.m. Saturday at a building's electric cable well in the city of Wuhan. Local government said the injured are not in critical condition. Police, firefighters, and safety regulators are investigating the case. Myanmar's main opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi has announced that her party will contest a national election in November. She said the National League for Democracy will compete in all three levels of the parliamentary elections and in almost all constituencies. Suu Kyi will compete in her original constituency of Kalmu, a township in Yangon region. The ballot will decide three-quarters of parliamentary seats, with a quarter reserved for the military. The newly formed upper and lower houses will nominate and vote on who will be president later. The NLD boycotted the 2010 polls when Suu Kyi was under house arrest. It took part in by-elections in 2012 and won 42 house seats. Beijing has announced that it would speed up the construction of a subsidiary administrative center. The announcement was made as the city passed a guideline on promoting the integration of Beijing with its neighboring Hubei province and Tianjin municipality. According to the guideline, the subsidiary administrative center would be focused on Tongzhou, a suburban district to the southeast. The guideline also said the city must stick to its population control target of 23 million people. Official data shows Beijing's total population stood at 21.5 million last year. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.